Chapter 45 Translator. Zia Editor. Ellie, when Xu Ting came back, it was already the next morning, and the clothes she hadn't changed all night were no longer comfortable and had some wrinkles. Du Xian hurriedly took out neat clothes for Xu Ting to change, and asked with concern, "Do you want to go rest for a while?" "Xu Ting, not for now. Let someone call Hong Feng and Lu Tang. Now the situation in the palace is uncertain. Tell them to arrange it. Qingfeng Courtyard should be cautious." Du Xian, the empress's daughter injury. Dr. Luo Tai said that he would take care of it. Whether her condition was good or bad, no one dared to guess. At the very least, the empress servant was not sentenced to death, and if Dr. Luo said that princess leg could not be cured, Dian could never make a crippled princess an empress. Tomorrow a minister would ask for an order to punish the empress's servant. Xu Ting embraced Du Xian, the beast appeared strangely. Now that the fourth princess has been confined in the palace, Her Majesty must thoroughly investigate. "Is this really done by the fourth princess?" Du Xian asked. "I don't know. The princess is the eldest sister of the seventh princess, has the least suspicion. Both the eldest princess and the fourth princess are under suspicion, but among them, the fourth princess who was present at the scene has the highest suspicion. But it's also possible that it really was an accident. I hope the princess is fine, otherwise." Du Xian looked at her with a worried expression, and Xu Ting admired his political sensitivity. However, she feared that the injury to princess was not accidental, which meant that a political upheaval in the court was about to begin. The Xu family was such a prominent target, it was almost impossible not to get involved. "Stay with me for a while, I haven't slept all night," Xu Ting said straightforwardly, not wanting Du Xian to worry about these uncertainties. She was genuinely tired, staying up late was nothing new. During her time on the border, being on the front line of war, pulling a few all-nighters was a common occurrence. But thinking about all those intricate and elusive matters had drained too much of her energy. Du Xian felt sorry for Xu Ting and immediately took off his clothes, obediently allowing her to hold him in her arms. He wasn't sleepy at all, but Xu Ting soon closed her eyes. Du Xian looked at Xu Ting and thought, "It doesn't matter. No matter what happens, he will stand with Xu Ting." Meanwhile, in the residence of the fourth princess, Yan Yuntong, things were not as gloomy as outsiders might imagine. On the contrary, she seemed quite at ease. Even though she had been ordered to stay confined in the palace by the furious empress, and officials from the great court would come to investigate her, even the empress's personal intelligence agency might get involved. In autumn, the fourth princess's residence was adorned with various types of chrysanthemums, adding splendor to the desolate scenery. Yan Yuntong placed an elegant vase on the granite table and, with scissors in hand, carefully cut and arranged the chrysanthemums, inserting each stem into the vase. Unlike the crown princess and the seventh princess, the fourth princess's appearance took after her father, the emperor. While the empress was graceful and elegant, the emperor was cool, proud, and aloof. As a result, the fourth princess's appearance was even more ethereal and mesmerizing. She was even more beautiful than many women, but her seemingly translucent yet profound temperament sent shivers down people's spines, making them afraid of overstepping their boundaries. "Go ahead and investigate. I believe my mother the empress wouldn't slander me without evidence," Yan Yuntong casually remarked. After all, that wild beast was originally intended as the final prey for the grand hunting event in the imperial enclosure. It was prepared for the empress. In the end, if there were any lapses, it was the imperial enclosure's negligence. What did it have to do with her? Standing beside the fourth princess was a woman in a long blue robe. She was Yan Yuntong's entourage, and also the counselor whom the fourth princess relied on the most. The fourth princess referred to her as Master Chu. "I just didn't expect that Dr. Luo is actually on the empress's side." Though it was almost certain that Si Ron princess's leg couldn't be healed and she would be left disabled, Dr. Luo delayed the process. "Yun Chen's leg, even old lady Luo can't cure it. Even if they delay, there's a limit to it. Those old foxes in the court won't sit still. The empress of the great Yan cannot be a cripple. The crown princess must stand up again. It seems the fourth princess has everything under control," Yan Yuntong replied. "At that time, we'll use the eldest sister to take the blame. Our biggest rival is Yan Yunshu. The seventh princess? She has never been interested in the throne. After your majesty's reign, at most, she'll be a carefree princess. It's not up to her to decide. If Yun Chen becomes a useless person, the empress will definitely push her into that position. With the empress's influence, What belongs to Yen Chen now will become Yen Shu's. We've worked so hard to set up this scheme, all for the chance to reinstate the crown princess. Yan Yuntong finally filled the vase with flowers. She called a servant and commanded, "Take this to my husband and tell him that I'll visit tonight." Yan Yuntong had just given birth to a daughter by her husband and was currently favored. Meanwhile, inside Zhao Fang Hall in the palace, the atmosphere between the Empress and the seventh princess was tense and confrontational. The Empress closed her eyes in pain for a moment, but when she opened them again, her expression remained authoritative. She tightly gripped the armrest of her seat and said to Yan Yunshu, "Yushu, you must listen to me. Your sister is no longer capable, and you must compete for this position. With your sister protecting you in the past, you played and caused trouble however you liked, and I didn't care about it. But now the situation has changed, and you have to step forward and take responsibility." Yan Yunshu kept a dark expression and suddenly retorted sarcastically, "Mother, my sister isn't dead yet." The Empress stood up abruptly from her chair, dragging her long and heavy skirt. She lost her elegance as she walked up to Yan Yunshu, and with a forceful motion, she slapped her across the face. Snapped Yan Yunshu's face turned to the side as a sharp and loud sound reverberated in the palace, frightening the palace servants into holding their breaths. The Empress's hand trembled. With teary eyes, she confronted Yan Yunshu, "You unfilial daughter. Your sister's leg is crippled, and it can't be cured. The great Yan cannot have a crippled empress." She reached out and held Yan Yunshu's head, forcing her to look at her. "Aren't you going to compete for that position? Do you want me to be driven out of this palace? There will be no food, no blankets in the coldest days, no servants to serve me, eat leftovers, and wear other people's leftovers, right? Do you want me, your mother, to become a footstool for that despicable woman Lu Bai and do laundry for her?" Yan Yunshu clenched her fists tightly, remaining silent as she bit her lower lip, her eyes turning red. The surrounding air seemed stagnant, but suddenly, a court lady's announcement came from outside. "The Empress Dowager is here." The Empress quickly let go of Yan Yunshu, adjusted her clothes and hair, and took the handkerchief handed over by a palace servant to dab away the wet corners of her eyes. Then, she walked out to greet the Empress Dowager. As soon as she left, Yan Yunshu turned her face away and quickly wiped away the tears that surged from her eyes with her sleeve. The Empress Dowager was supported as she entered, and Yan Yunshu hurriedly performed a bow, saying, "Greetings to the Imperial Grandmother. May the Imperial Grandmother be in good health." The Empress Dowager gestured for Yan Yunshu to come closer, and she obediently approached. The Empress Dowager gently touched her face and reprimanded the Empress, "Why do you have to be so hard on Yunshu?" The Empress hurriedly tried to explain, "Aunt, Yun Chen's leg." The Empress Dowager raised her hand to stop her from continuing and said sternly, "It's not the point where you should be harsh on Yunshu." "But, Aunt, Dr. Luo said Yun Chen's leg." "That Dr. Luo? What does she think she is?" The Empress was astonished. Both Dr. Chu and Dr. Luo were the most skilled physicians in the palace. Dr. Chu remained impartial, but Dr. Luo had long been won over by her. Otherwise, their current situation would be even more precarious. "Do you know He Jushin?" Question mark quote. The Empress's heart skipped a beat, and an incredulous joy surged within her. "You mean that legendary divine healer who can bring the dead back to life?" The Empress Dowager said, "Yes, I once owed a favor to He Jushin. She owes me a request. Find He Jushin, and there may still be hope for Yan Chen's leg." "How long does Dr. Luo say Yan Chen's leg needs to recuperate, and how much time is left?" asked the Empress Dowager. 3 months, the Empress replied. The Empress Dowager said, "Go and find He Jushin as soon as possible. She only has a few places where she stayed decades ago, and I don't know how things are now." She handed a piece of paper to the Empress and then turned to Yan Yunshu, saying, "Yunshu, it's getting late. The palace gates will close soon. Accompany your Imperial Grandmother for a while, and then hurry back to your palace to rest." Yan Yunshu quickly replied, "Thank you, Imperial Grandmother, for your love." As she rode away from the palace gates in the carriage, she felt the burden that had been pressing on her chest finally released, and she let out a long breath.